Well, I'd like to first start off just obviously acknowledging our fans today. I just, you know, anytime you start off the season at Lambeau Field, you know, home opener is always special. I thought the environment, the fans were phenomenal, staying with us, you know, especially during the first quarter, and just rode this thing out the whole way through. So, great win, special day. You know, it's always great to see the alumni come back. You know, we obviously miss Bart Starr here today. Just Bart, we're thinking about you. But you know, I'm very proud of our football team. We all know about the start, but really, just the way the grit that they showed throughout the football game, that's the way you need to play. So we're excited about our first win and looking forward to build off of it and get ready for Detroit. With that, I'll take your questions.
Mike, what do you think you found out about your team today?
They have grit. I mean, that's, you know, that's something we've always felt. That you know, I really like the character and makeup of our players. You know, everybody wants to talk about talent and measurables, experience and production. But this group, you know, they're wired the right way. They worked the right way, and we improved as a team today.
A slow start, a turnover, a punt, then field goals, then touchdowns. Did you feel you were working towards things and sort of getting it together, gaining momentum, possession by possession?
Yeah, I think clearly that's the outline of the game. I mean, the way we started, they started fast. You know, you give the Jets, I mean, a heck of a ball team. We knew they were going to be a big challenge coming in here. You know, we were impressed with the way they played in week one against Oakland. But then once we got going, you know, I thought our guys just kept playing. You know, we had some big plays. Really, they had the big, you know, they kind of dominated the big play competition there in the first quarter. We ended up tying it based on our statistics. It was 10-10 at halftime. Then we were able to pull away there in the second half.
How would you describe the challenges that defense presents? Seems like they threw a lot at you in the first half.
Well, you know, they had a distinct plan for our run game. Just the way they played, you know, their alignments and their base personnel to our sub personnel. You know, there's obviously a commitment to try to take Eddie Lacy out of the game. I think it was clearly evident for four quarters. And, you know, I thought the passing game and starting with the protection, you know, Aaron and, you know, our receivers and obviously Jordy, you know, had a huge game. So this game was tilted to the passing game, and we got the point production we needed.
After they scored three straight touchdowns to start the game, it looked like your pass rush just started to get home more. Did you see the same things as things turned around?
It's usually how it goes. I mean, you know, pass rush, you know, it's very rarely you come out of the gate there in the first quarter. I think we determined what the path of the game was. And I felt our defense got stronger as the game went on.
Coach, you mentioned Jordy. Did you feel like that spark, especially early, just making those tough catches?
Yeah, I mean, Jordy spoils us. You know, he plays that way all the time. I mean, he practices the same way, and you know, he's just a clutch player.
Mike, what did you think changed defensively? I mean, they had the adversity touchdown the first series, but then they did have two pretty long touchdowns they gave up. What did you think changed there? Did Dom change something?
I wouldn't say we were aggressive schematically. We told, you know, our players expected that coming in here today. And, you know, we knew we were playing against an aggressive football team. You know, just the way they line up and play on defense, and you know, all the different things they throw at you offensively. So, you know, it's a schematically challenging game. We knew it coming in, and it definitely didn't disappoint in that area. It's, you know, it's early season, so I mean, you knew there were going to be some ups and downs. I thought Geno made a big time throw there on the touchdown to Decker. You know, he's getting hit, and I mean, they made big plays, and that's the way football is.
The big play near the end, the fourth down, the Jets looked to score a touchdown with a timeout called ahead of time. Is that one of the more bizarre things you've seen?
I wouldn't say it's one of the more bizarre things I've seen. I think you can. I mean, it's football, you know. It's stuff happens all the time.
But you didn't know that there was a timeout there. I mean, you thought they just had the game.
The guys up top did.
Okay.
Yeah, they were yelling. They blew it dead.
Mike, what happened on the unsportsmanlike conduct penalty on the sideline?
Yeah, you know, that's it's disappointing. You know, Byron called it on our bench. He said someone said some things to him, and he reacted quickly. So. Obviously, there was at the end of the play. I don't remember exactly who was going out of bounds, but there, you know, looked to be a potential late hit. You know, things were said and the flag went up.
Was it? It looked like.
I've talked to a number of people. I've talked to Byron about it a couple of times. I don't know who he threw it on. So that's what's kind of in question. But the penalty's on our bench, which is not. We're not going to do that no more. So.
Like, what prompted the change with your third wide receiver? What made you go to Devontae?
Well, I think, you know, Devontae, you got to, you know, he's earned those opportunities. You know, he's been coming on. So, Ager gave him a shot, you know, see if he can give us a spark. And, you know, he made some plays. So that's the beauty of competition. You know, you want all these guys competing each and every day. You know, Boykin, you know, hey, he's. I love the young man. He's going to play a lot of football for us. So when someone makes plays, you keep him in there.
In the first half with the big hole, you kicked three straight field goals. Was there ever an urge to go for it on a fourth down and try to get a touchdown to change momentum, or was there just a method of staying the course, get the points, it'll happen when it happens?
Well, you always have an urge to go for it on fourth down. I think that's normal. But, you know, you got to make those decisions, and we obviously made a decision to kick the field goals, and it worked out. We needed points at that time.
Micah got hurt on that first punt.
I'm sorry,
Micah
was first punt?
Got hurt on that first
punt. Yes.
Unless my eyes deceive me, I thought he was on the second half kickoff. Did he try to give it a go, and then you guys realized?
Yeah, something. He was up. He basically, you know, what I'm told is up or down. There was some conversation about him. So I haven't seen Micah yet. I haven't been in the training room.
Looking for big plays, Jordy. Ton of yards, ton of catches. All but one catch went for at least 10 yards. A lot of big plays from him. What was he able to do to spark that and get you the huge plays you needed?
Well, you know, we had one-on-one coverage out there on the outside and just really running our offense. You know, excellent routes, you know, timing of the throw and good protection.
Two more, please.
Why wasn't Casey Hayward in the nickel or dime? Something going on there?
I mean, it's, you know, we play everybody. You know, this is, you know, we don't just play 11 guys. Vaughn House has great training camp, has played well, and, you know, we tried that rotation today, and I thought Devon played very well.
Mike, what got Aaron going after kind of a slow start?
Well, I just think just got into a rhythm. We didn't really start very good. We fumbled the first snap of the game, you know, and then we. You know, the empty pressure on the third long, you know, caught us. So, you know, he just stayed the course. I mean, those are how those games go. And you play a tough defense, especially as, you know, the talent as they are up front. You know, they challenge you to come up and take something away for you. It's tough sledding. And I thought Aaron did a great job staying the course.
What was the mood of the team going down 21-3? Obviously, no panic. What was it?
The mood was good. I thought the sideline was excellent through the whole game. I mean, these guys compete, you know. So they did a great job picking up for one another, playing for one another. Once again, I was very proud of the way we performed.
You know, Mike, your teams haven't had to come back a ton throughout your career. And last year, you had to come back against the Vikings, come back against Dallas, come back today. Is there added value when you do something like that? I know you don't want to get down 21-3, but. Is there value in doing that?
Absolutely. I think anytime you encounter adversity and you conquer it, there's value that carries forward. Absolutely, no doubt about it. So this isn't a game of adversity. It's a game of momentum swings. It's a game of big plays. I mean, you just pay attention to the big plays. Big plays determine outcomes, you know, change outcomes of football games. So we were definitely in a spot, and they just, you know, the players stayed the course, and I think it says a lot about their grit.
Mike,